May I speak in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. One say that human rest is no less than suffering. Every day we hear cry everywhere in this world. People are suffering from natural disaster, or they are suffering from human behavior, from evil. But God created this earth. He gave us everything. Before creating us human beings, He created the first thing that are going to help us in our life. When we come, we have not to wonder what we are going to eat, what we are going to wear. He made this in front of us before we came here, and wanted us to live in peace and enjoy everything He created. But we see that evil is there, natural disaster is there, and everywhere there are cries. And people come to ask even, where is God in what is happening in our world? Where is God? Yes, that question comes in people's mind. Not like real thing, but from their pain, suffering. When they suffer, they say, where is God? We are suffering like this. Where is He? Does He exist? But we have to know that God is a suffering God among His people. We had in the first reading, Moses, the people of Israel suffering under depression in Egypt. The king is killing male children because he doesn't want opposition to rise against his power. And we see the baby Moses seek for refuge where? In a basket and in the river. Because otherwise he would be killed. And when he grew up, he went to visit his friends. He saw that an Egyptian killed his friend, brothers. Moses stood up and killed that Egyptian. But it was his own brothers who accused him that you want to kill me like you killed the Egyptian. Fearing that, Moses has to flee away from Pharaoh because he's afraid of his life that he may kill him. Why? The tyranny of leaders of this earth. In our gospel reading, we heard Herod have heard the birth of a new king who is coming to set the people of God free for the bondage of sin. But Herod didn't want to share his power, his reign, with another king. Where is that king? Where he came from? I'm not going to share my reign. I'm not going to share my power with a new king. You go and see. Come and let me, I will go to adore him. But his purpose was not to adore him, but to go and kill him, because he didn't want to share his reign with another person. But God is always there to save his people. In a dream, he advised by a angel, advised Joseph to take the baby and his mother and flee to Egypt because of the wrong behavior of Herod, who wanted to kill the baby. Imagine, brother and sister, the way that Joseph and Mary are going to Egypt. Imagine the suffering they endured on the way going to Egypt. The mountain, deserts, thirsty, hunger. They are going to Egypt. Why? To flee persecution. The baby Jesus, doesn't know where they are going. Only his parents who are taking him away from his motherland to free persecution. And God himself became a refugee in the land he created. Can you imagine that? God himself, the Son of God, is becoming a refugee. Why? Because of the tyranny of leaders of this earth. Egypt once was the land of persecution, bondage of the Jews, but nowadays is becoming the place of safety for the child of God. God in the Old Testament led his people, the Jews, to escape from the wrath of Pharaoh, the wrath of Satan. But in the New Testament, the same God leads his son to free the same wrath, the wrath of Herod and the wrath of Satan. We may be today in our world. We may blame Herod. He was a bad king. He was behaving. He didn't want to share his reign with another person. But let's ask this question. In our world today, how many are there? How many dictators are there who doesn't want to hear opposition idea from their reign? Greed, power, in our world here. People want to see, to show us they are powerful. We are crying here, what is happening in Ukraine? War that Ukrainian people didn't create. But now they are fleeing their own motherland to go and seek refuge somewhere else. Imagine the suffering they are enduring on the way of leaving Ukraine. How many of them died on the way of leaving Ukraine? How many are suffering? They are going there. They leave everything behind them, free for their life. They are taking nothing. No water, no food, no money. They are fleeing because it's a war. Rockets are flying everywhere. Bomb exploding everywhere. They are afraid. In so-called democratic country, but there is no real democracy. Leaders are there to be in power for years and years. Well, we may take the example of Uganda. The president has been there 35, 32 years, only there, and now he's working with a stick. But he wants to be there in power. He doesn't want just to hear opposition ideas from other leaders. He doesn't want people to oppose his reign. Once you try to oppose his reign, what is going to do? Either arrest you or kill you. I've been listening to a story of a girl from Uganda who fled to Canada just to seek protection. Why? Because she married to a gay pastor. And that one is not tolerable in Uganda. And just she has to leave her two children behind and flee to Canada. Why? Fleeing persecution. Brother and sister, in a way there are things happening there that people are questioning the existence of God. Why? Because of suffering. It didn't start today. It started years. And himself, the Son of God, became a refugee in the land he created. Why? Because of greed. Because of power. People want to be there. Until they die, they want to be there. You have not to oppose them. I'm going to tell you a story of a young man who, like the infant Jesus didn't know where he was going. Only the people who was taking him knew, please, where he was going. It is a long story, but I'm going to spare you some part of it. A young man was taken, going in an unknown destination, and lands in the land that he's going to call England, and in a town that was called Liverpool. Why? He was fleeing the atrocity of their government because belonging to an ethnicity that was persecuted at that time. When he came to that land, he applied for asylum and just was waiting the decision to be made. He was put in a hotel in the south of England, Nayland Rock Hotel, where they have to wait for decision. While waiting the decision, they went to court. They went to the interview, first main interview. There was a refusal. Why? They are looking for evidence. Yes, you say this, you say that, but we want evidence. Then the lawyer has to launch another appeal to go to court. They went to court. To the court, it was again a refusal. Evidence. But at the court, the judge recognized that what he was saying about his ethnicity was right. He was right. But like the home office, evidence. While waiting that once, they asked him to leave where he was living, hotel, Nayland Rock. And he spent 2 weeks sleeping roughly by the seaside in Kent, North Sea. He was there, sleeping rough, and waiting until the decision is made. And when, because he has to report every time, where to sign, report every time, he was arrested there. And he was taken to the prison, Heathrow prison, because they planned to deport him back to his country where he fled for persecution. But God has got a plan for his children. At Heathrow, they decided, no, you won't be deported. At that time, his lawyer launched another appeal, and the judge asked them to do a judicial review. A judicial review that they have to review again his case, because they have got a new evidence. And the judge blocked that deportation. Now he went back, lived with his friend he met at Nayland Hotel, a Christian friend. And while waiting, he went for the second time to the interview. At the end, the judge said that he's going to look at his case himself. And the judge looked at his case, they went interview, and so at the end, he was granted the asylum. At that time it was, they give you 5 years, and after 5 years, they may give you indefinite leave to remain. He was given. When he gets that asylum, he went to Derby University, where he studied international relations and politics. After that, he went to Nottingham University to do also his master in the same subject, same topic. After 5 years, he got non-indefinite remain in the UK. And in the process, after getting that remain, he went to a church, he met a priest. The priest and the reader who helped him to sign his paperwork just to apply for citizenship. It is a long process. It may last for 1 year. And before sitting for that, you have just to pass the test, life in the UK. There are multiple questions, you have just to pass that test before applying for that. Waiting, after 1 year, they grant him that citizenship with the help of the curate, the priest, and the reader whose son is Pepe. Brother and sister, that experience of suffering in the process of claiming for asylum, living roughly, knowing not where you are going, persecuted because you belong to this, you belong to that. That experience is no other than my own experience. This is what I lived when I came here to claim my asylum. Leaving my country, came here. It is not easy, but I went through all of this. I spare you some details because it is a long story. I may be sitting then, write a book, start where it started, write everything, write a big book of this. And today, I'm sure when I go in my drawer, I will even see the first paper that I wrote or that someone wrote when I came here. It's there. I've been keeping piling old documents, a big old document like this. This is the experience. And the church where I met the priest is no other than St. Augustine Church here. And the priest I met is Andy here. And the reader was Louisa. Both of them helped me just to sign my paperwork to claim, to apply for my citizenship. And God gave me that myself to belong to this country as my own country. From asylum seeker, go to refugee, now get what my citizenship. Brother, out of there, there are people enduring the same experience that I did. And we know that all of us here, we may say, oh yeah, we are not refugees because we are sitting here. No, we all are refugees, started by himself, the Son of God. We all are refugees. And where is our way, our place of refuge? Is the church. The church led by Jesus Christ, our Master. We are fleeing from the wrath of Satan in this world. And we are finding refuge in the church. Jesus Christ said this, come you all with your burden, I will give you rest. We found the peace and the right rest in Jesus Christ in his church. When entering there at the door, you will see that there is a board there. God welcomes all sorts of people. The church of God welcome all sorts of people. He doesn't do exception to anybody. He doesn't reject anybody. So at this day of a refugee, we have just let put ourselves in their shoes. If it came to us, how could we live that experience? How do we consider those people who are seeking protection in our countries? Because they are fleeing from oppression. How can we consider them? The God our Father is welcoming us as one family. The church is welcoming us. Let's take our burden to the church. We have got a master in heaven who pray for us. Today we are going also to pray for those country welcoming people who are seeking refuge. Those country who are sharing their resources, their services with those people who are coming into their country to flee from persecution. May God bless them. God give them abundance that they can share with other people in need. And we cannot do that without the power of the Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit dwell in our heart to consider that what others are going through, one day we may us also go through that. And God is going to help us to achieve that. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.